Number 9590, Mary H. Cordry, South of Road 253, north of McDonald Drive, being Lot 16 within Briarwood Manor Development, a variance from side yard setback requirement.
Mary H. Cordry, 23725 McDonald Drive, Georgetown, Delaware, 19947.
You swear testimony you're about to give, true and correct best knowledge?
Yes. Good evening.
Good evening, ma'am.
I don't have any papers with me because this will be short. I know you're getting tired. I know
ma'am.
I am.
No, you take your time.
I've lived in my house probably 30-some years, and I was always under the impression that I had a 10-foot setback on sides.
Uh-huh.
So wanting to build a carport, I looked at all, I guess you call them freestanding, which I didn't think would look nice. So I wanted to build one. So being my lot goes like this. I mean, it's straight in the back. I have two lots. It's straight like this. It curves like this.
Okay.
I'm going to put my carport on the end of the garage. And it starts out 18 foot. And I did it the whole length of the garage because doing it halfway would look a little, you know. So it goes 18 foot, then it goes 15. And as I get all the way back to the last post, I think it was like a couple foot from the setback. But in the meantime, I think I'm still okay because I'm thinking I got a 10-foot one. I go in and look at my permit, who the contractor got, not me, and I said, oh, my goodness. I said, it says 15 foot. I said, you better measure that last post. And he's like, you're not 15 foot. Shall I tear it down? I'm like, no, what else can I do? So when I come up to the courthouse for my CO, they said, well, you can apply for a variance. I said, well, let's go that route because I really don't want to tear it down. It's going to look funny. So it was like a... I'm always under the impression I had the 10-foot setback, which I don't. And like I said, being it goes like this, I start out with 18-foot, but as I get to the last post, it's not. And there's nothing on the other side but a stockade fence. And none of my neighbors, they've all called and said, if we can go up there with you. I said, no, I don't think I'll have any problem, hopefully.
No opposition from your neighbors?
No.
That's that big fence, so that's not his.
Nobody's here, so they all said no, no.
Well, that's good, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Nothing.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
There's one.
Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9590. I believe it will alter the central character of the neighborhood. Minimum variance and enables reasonable use.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 9590. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you very much.
You're certainly welcome, ma'am. Have a good evening.